In spiritual life, there exists a law called the law of demand and supply. Before substance can manifest itself, a need must be expressed. For example, if I desire to buy a home, this demand creates a force of attraction that will draw my home to me. The request comes first, the demonstration second. If you do not ask, you will not receive. Many factors limit what we are willing to ask for. We tell ourselves, I don't deserve it. I'm not good enough. How can I succeed when others have failed before me? Why should I have when others do not? In order to harvest the fields of plenty, we must plow up and discard these weeds of unworthiness, doubt, and guilt. Such self-imposed beliefs block the good that is our rightful gift. Affirm your own worthiness to partake of life's bountiful harvest. Then go forth to claim your divine inheritance. Our self-image and beliefs drive our reality. We act not in accordance with the truth, but in accordance to the truth as we see it. How we perceive ourselves, our self-image, causes us to act out the person we believe ourselves to be. The image that we have of ourselves causes other people to treat us that way. As you change inside, the world around you also changes. All meaningful and lasting change depends on how you change your ideas and opinions inside yourself. Your present belief system, or your perception of the truth, in other words, your self-image, is not a permanent thing in your mind. It can be changed. Remember, all meaningful and lasting change starts first on the inside and works its way out. If you feel you don't deserve money, wealth, cash, or if you feel guilty for having it, you will somehow sabotage and punish yourself. Remember, guilt demands punishment. For things to change, first I must change. These are a series of affirmations to increase your ability to believe in yourself and create all that you desire and deserve.